IWC's Urgent Communications, and today I'm speaking with David Smith and Mark Crosby. Guys, thanks for taking the time to speak with us.
Glad to be here.
Yeah.
All right. Well, both of you have been a big part of what folks have typically known as the Land Mobile Communications Council, the LMCC, but now you all have the group has a new name. David, can you tell us a little bit about it?
Well, the new name is National Wireless Communications Council, and I'll give you a little bit of background of how we arrived at that name and the reasons why. Mark started to talk to me about, you know, the need to up our profile, not only with other organizations but with the Federal Communications Commission, and we were looking at what it would mean to do that. And what iteration of the name would make that happen. And we presented this proposal to our members, and there were lots of choices that came out of that meeting. And one name sort of rolled off the lips of one of our members, and we all kind of said, yeah, that makes sense. National Wireless Communications Council, because it conveys the national scope of the organization, that we represent wireless communication users and manufacturers. We thought, hey, you know, it's time. Back in 1969, when LMCC was formed, it was a different world. Everything was analog. Now we live in a digital world, and it makes sense. You know, technology is kind of our guide. Our first president was Max Giberson, and he was testifying before a subcommittee, and this is one quote that I really liked that he had, and it is important that your committee understand not only the what of new technology, but also the why. And that kind of goes hand in hand the direction that we're trying to bring the association.
Oh, yeah, well, that makes a lot of sense. So Mark, what spurred you to say, hey, it's time?
The LMCC, it needed a facelift. It was stale, I think. You know, back when the name was created, Land Mobile was big. That meant a lot, right? Now everything's mobile. And everything's, you know, not all, but, you know, so the name sort of lost its luster, if you will. And I thought, shot in the arm. NWCC's good, it's got a good ring to it, doesn't exclude anybody. And it was just sort of a facelift. And I think our organization, the NWCC, is very important to its constituency, and name change thought might get a little bit more attention. And so that's why I didn't. Why I supported it.
Okay. Well, 50 years is an awful long time to have a name in today's world. Some companies are changing their name. It seems like, you know, every 6 months or probably that quickly. But these things are happening for a long time. Do you feel like you're still going to get the benefits of that stability that the organization has had for literally half a century, Dave?
I think so. You know, the LMCC, yes, it's a prestigious name, but, you know, by changing the name, you know, we're also telegraphing to everybody out there, you know, who we represent and the scope of that representation. So, you know, I agree with Mark. It definitely was time, and the old name was getting a little bit stale because it was kind of getting lost in its meaning.
Okay.
No, I echo that. I absolutely think it was getting lost. I mean, you go to the commission, so you have a lot of new people, right? They don't know. You go over to what, Land Mobile? They go, oh, okay, and everything. It's sort of like, it sort of lost its impact. And you know, I agree with David. It was time, and I think the good news is the LMCC, the NWCC still does what it does. I mean, it goes to the commission with 17 views. I mean, altogether, consensus, and that's big. to have all the public safety, virtually all the public safety, and all the business industrial trade associations all speaking with one set of comments. And and that includes TIA, the equipment manufacturers. So it's the NWCC serves a purpose. I actually think it helps the FCC because, they don't get 17 sets of comments. They get one set of comments. Now, members always free to file their own. Oftentimes that happens. But when the commission gets an advocacy position or a letter or a filing from the NWCC, they know that some work must have gone into this because 17 people, 17 organizations signed on to it. Mm-hmm. And that's a benefit. The FCC gets to read one set of comments instead of 17. I think that helps.
Right.
And the membership is, what I mentioned earlier, the diversity of it. It also includes two past wireless communications leaders, Ralph Howler and Michelle Farquhar. So they lend their ability to speak to that side of it, the FCC side of it, because that's where they're from. We've got the forestry conservation folks, the forest products folks, the manufacturers, business enterprise, public safety, fire, police, and all of these groups come together and we look at an issue and we look at it from the perspective of protection to incumbent users and future technology, and we'll form, groups and committees to look at things, and we've got engineers and great minds that work to try to help shape policy, make policy recommendations to the FCC that make sense. So as Mark said, it's not just one voice, it's multiple different voices that ultimately represent thousands and thousands of users.
Yeah, well, that is big. And and frankly I should have probably started with that. Mark, a lot of people associate your name with the Enterprise Wireless Association, but you were mentioning that for your LMCC, we're talking, and now the NWCC, we're talking about an awful lot more, a lot broader perspective, right?
No, EWA, consciously, if we have a thought or think, we consciously try to have the LMCC file it.
Mm-hmm.
Because EWA can file it, okay, so I can get the way I would speak to things. The LMCC, I'd rather run through things to the LMCC because I think, the NWCC means more. It should mean more. I could file EWA files or FIT files separately, but when the NWCC files something, it should mean more at the commission. And I go, it sort of tells the commission, I have friends, and they're thinking the same way I am, and they're both public safety and business industrial,
right?
And the vendors. That has to carry weight at the commission. It has to.
Right.
And I file a lot of things. I'd rather run it up the flagpole at the LMCC than doing it independently.
Right. Well, and right or wrong, do you feel like being land mobile, having that in the name, maybe didn't serve the group as well? When it came to dealing with questions about broadband and digital type stuff.
It's like, I just can't imagine the impact. Again, I'll repeat, new commissioners, new staff, and as David spoke, the technology, where we are today, you can't go into this. We're land mobile. And they're going, what planet are you from? you have to go in with something that goes, wow, I need to listen to these people. National Wireless Communications Council. Hopefully it has a, we need to pay attention to this organization, in fact, right? So I hope it does. That's the plan.
And when you think of mobile, what are you thinking of? What are most people thinking of? They're thinking of cell phones.
Mm-hmm.
Smart devices. We're so much more than that. And I think that was one of the things that was mentioned and the reason why, change was needed, because we're not cellular, right? I mean, we're different than that. And sometimes, you know, our views are not aligned with the cellular community. It's not that we're anti-technology. You know, we support it wholeheartedly, but, you know, we exist to protect the manufacturers and the radio users, you know, that could be impacted by changes that favor one industry over another.
Right, right. Well, congratulations on the new name, and good luck going forward, and please keep in touch.
Absolutely, Donnie. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Well, thank you.